Recognizing the hardships of cannabis farming in Humboldt County, a majority of the Board of Supervisors has voted to extend a Measure S tax debt payment deadline by 9 months. Numerous cannabis farmers were at the March 25th supervisors meeting to talk about their experiences in a harsh cannabis market. On the agenda was a staff recommendation to extend a March 31st deadline for full payments of Measure S excise tax debts by 6 months. Farmers who missed a March 31st, 2024 deadline to enter into back tax payment plans have had their permits suspended, and supervisors are in the process of revoking their permits. 36 have been revoked so far, and at the meeting, Planning Director John Ford said of a total of 1,651 active county permits, 210 are held by those who have not entered into tax debt payment plans. There are 423 cannabis producers who are in payment plans. Ford added that 76% of active permit holders have paid off their Measure S debts. During a public comment period, farmers who are struggling to meet a variety of expenses told supervisors of the precarious nature of cannabis farming, including Nick Glass, owner of Humco Traditions.
I'm under some serious economic conditions now because of my road slide. I live out on the 36, and for the last 2.5 months, I've not been able to have anyone come up to my farm to get anything due to, you know, the road closures, and it's looking like that's going to continue now for months. So I'm not even sure, you know, how I'm going to continue this year if I can't get anyone to come up to my farm to pick my product up. So with that, you know, I've been trying to get, I'm a small farm under 10,000 square feet. Me and my wife operate it. And we would like to maybe, you know, have some leniency on a micro business license. You know, Santa Cruz and Mendocino both have put this into action where if you're owner operator and you live there and grow under 10,000 square feet, you automatically get a micro business license. That way I could bring my product to town and have relationships with these dispensaries.
The micro business permit idea got some support among supervisors and will be pursued. Several cannabis farmers said distributors haven't followed through on payments. Crystal Ortiz said it's happened to her and it compounded other losses.
In 2018, due to conditions around the newly licensed scheme, we sold all our crop to an extraction facility in Adelanto. And despite having long-standing dispensary relationships and a good price for trim pounds at the time, we chose to operate completely within the parameters of our compliance agreement and took the lower price for a guaranteed sale that could be processed off of the farm as we had agreed upon. They paid us a deposit, picked the product up, and 60 days later when the terms were due, they showed up with $13,000 on a $350,000 bill. For the first time in my adult life, I had no backup plan, no job, and no ability to pay my mortgage. I scrambled, I sold whatever I could, and tried to keep a roof over my family's head. I started moving shelves around in a cycle that has never stopped since. I lost my health insurance in April, and in June, my daughter was in a terrible car accident, and we were straddled with another $110,000 in debt. We were not bad at business. We were consistently forced to make decisions that are not good for business.
Saying, quote, "My heart is pounding in my chest," Natalyn DeLapp of the Humboldt County Growers Alliance implored supervisors to heed what farmers were telling them. She described Measure S as a broken tax that needs to be brought back to voters in a form more suited to the current situation. Supervisors discussed the circumstances and their options at length with Board Chair and Southern Humboldt Supervisor Michelle Bushnell, a cannabis permit holder herself, being the most empathetic. She said her Garberville-based business, The Bootleg, is failing, and Sohum is a different place now.
It is heartbreaking for me. I also see Southern Humboldt, that was very dependent on cannabis, become, it was such a thriving community, to nothing. It's hard for me. I'm born and raised there and have seen lots of transitions down in Southern Humboldt, but this transition, how devastated the community is, I've never seen. And I've been there 54 years, and I've seen it it go through cattle and timber and fishing, and every time has been able to bounce back some and not lose over 50% of its businesses. Willow Creek, I know, is the same. It is just really heartbreaking for me. And I know that people are, you know, they're trying their last bit effort to salvage what they've known their whole life and to continue forward. And you know, farming for a lot of folks is their dream. It's their lifelong dream. And it's who they are. And I've heard that today. I've also heard it in my community over the last 5 years that I've been a supervisor.
Following up on a proposal by Supervisor Natalie Arroyo, Bushnell made a motion to extend the debt payment deadline to December 31st, with the 210 permit holders who haven't entered into payment plans given until April 4th to do so. Bushnell described the deadlines as final. The motion passed with a 4-1 vote. Supervisor Steve Madrone voted no, having earlier explained that being too lenient isn't fair to those who've paid their taxes. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.